the night. Out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind to tell another story of man's battle with life. A true story tonight of a happening 70-odd years ago, for which science has never yet found a satisfactory explanation. Unbelievable, but true.
Something's happening. Something strange. It's Lorenzi. Lorenzi's coming back.
February the 2nd, 1878, in the modest home of the Venom family in the small town of Watseka, Illinois. Mrs. Venom is already astir, and as the clock strikes 7, Mrs. Venom goes to waken her 14-year-old daughter.
Lorenzi, Lorenzi, dear, it's 7 o'clock. Time to get up. Lorenzi, don't you hear Mother calling? Oh, for goodness sake.
Sound asleep still. Lorenzi, come on, wake up. What on earth's come over the girl? Lorenzi! Oh, Lorenzi. Pa! Pa! Come quick!
Hey, what's the matter, Mara? What's going wrong?
Oh, it's Lorenzi. She's dead.
Hey, let me see. Nonsense, Margaret. She's as alive as you or me. Why, look at her breathing. As deep and steady as anything.
Well, something's wrong with her. She won't wake up. I've shaken her and I've shouted in her ear. She just lies there.
You let me have a go. Lorenzi. Lorenzi. Come on, come on. Wake up, you lazy girl.
You see? Not a move.
Hand me that pitcher of water. Thank you. Well, this ought to do the trick. Well, I'll be darned. Mar, she didn't budge. Looks like something might be wrong with her. Now, Mar, stop that weeping. There mightn't be nothing to worry about at all. I'll go hitch up Bessie and drive right over and fetch Dr. Stevens.
Strange. Very strange indeed. I pinched her, pricked her arm with a pin, and tickled her feet, and still she doesn't stir.
What do you think can be wrong with her, Doctor?
Frankly, Mrs. Venom, I haven't the faintest idea. This is quite outside my experience.
It sure is odd. She don't seem to be distressed at all, does she, Doc?
Not in the slightest. If it weren't so fantastic, I'd be almost inclined to say she was in a deep trance.
But how could that be?
I don't know.
What are we going to do, Doc?
I don't know that either. All I can suggest is to wait in the hope that she'll come out of it of her own accord.
Look,
she's stirring now.
She's opening her eyes. Lorenzi. Lorenzi, speak to me, darling. Tell me you're all right.
Where am I?
You're at home, dear. Safe and sound in your own little bed.
Who are you?
Who are we?
Why, we're your Ma and Pa, dear. Look at us. Don't you recognize?
Oh, yes, of course I do. Wait, you're Mr. and Mrs. Venom, aren't you?
Mr. and Mrs. Lorenzi, what's come over you? We're your own parents.
No, you're not. You're neighbors. And why do you keep calling me Lorenzi? That's your own little baby's name, isn't it?
Pa, Dr. St- Stevens. Something dreadful's happened.
Now, take it easy, Mar. Take it easy.
Let me handle this. Tell me, child, isn't Lorenzi Venom your name?
Why, of course not.
Then what is it?
Mary Roth. Why, I thought everyone knew that.
Lorenzi.
Please, Mrs. Venom. Do you know this Mary Roth?
Sure, Doc. The Roths live a mile or so down the road. Mary was their daughter. Nice kid. About 18. 12 years ago, she died.
Would your daughter be likely to remember her?
I don't see how she could, Doc. She was only a toddler, about 2 years old at the time.
What am I doing in this nightdress? Oh, please give me my clothes. I want to go home.
Where's home?
Just down the road a little way.
What are we going to do, Doc?
There's only one thing to do. We've got to humor her. Give her some clothes, Mrs. Venom. And while she's dressing, I'll go on ahead and have a talk to the Roths. Well, there it is, Mrs. Roth. For some inexplicable reason, the girl thinks she's your dead daughter.
Oh, poor child.
The point is that for the time being, I think she should be allowed to go on thinking it.
Well, you mean we should take her in? Pretend she is our daughter?
Yes. Would you do that? It's asking a lot, I know, but...
Well, of course we will, Doctor. You tell the Venoms to send her right over. And tell them we'll look after her just as if she was our own. There you are, dear. Now you sit right down and I'll get you a nice cup of coffee.
I'll get it, Mother. I'm not tired.
Oh, but you don't know where anything is.
But of course I do. The coffee's in the blue canister on the second shelf of the pantry. The milk's in the water cooler and the sugar's in the top shelf of the dresser. You and Daddy and Dr. Stevens stay right where you are, and I'll have it ready in just 1 minute.
Wow. That's very odd. How would she know where I kept everything?
Hasn't she been in your kitchen before?
No, Doctor. Never as far as I'm aware.
Strange. Most remarkable.
Oh, you've got new curtains up to the kitchen windows, Mother. I like them much better than the blue and white check.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, they are nice, aren't they, dear? Oh, this is unbelievable. Those blue check curtains were changed 10 years ago.
But that's only a start. Lorenzi settles down into the Roth household quite as though it were her own. Looks upon the Roths quite naturally and without embarrassment as her parents. Describes intimate details of the home that she could never have possibly known as Lorenzi Venom. Recognizes old friends of Mary Roth's and remembers incidents that only Mary herself could possibly recall.
I don't get it. There must be some explanation, Doc, but what is it?
I don't know, Mr. Venom. I've been thinking about it for weeks, but I just don't know.
Seems to me the explanation is simple enough.
Indeed, Mr. Roth.
Surely there's no question about it. The soul, the spirit, or personality, or whatever you like to call it, of our dead daughter has come back to life in the body of little Lorenzi.
That explanation may satisfy some people, Mr. Roth, but I'm a man of science. It doesn't satisfy me.
Have you any other to offer in its place?
No. No, I haven't.
Three months pass. Then one evening in the parlor of the Roth home...
Look, Mother. Look what I found.
What is it, dear?
This old velvet dress. It was tucked away in a box in the attic. Do you remember it?
I... Do you?
Oh, yes, of course. It was the dress I wore on my 12th birthday. And I remember something else about it, too. I remember I tripped and fell into a puddle and... and got mud all over it. And you scolded me and sent me to bed without my tea. Do you remember that, Mother?
Yes, dear. Yes, I... I remember it well.
And do you remember the night of my first dance?
What is it, dear?
Something's happening. Something strange. Lorenzi, coming back.
Darling, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Just that I'm tired. I'm terribly tired. I think I'll go to my room and lie down.
For almost 24 hours, Lorenzi Venom lies in a heavy sleep. The Roffs advise her parents and Dr. Stevens, and all five wait anxiously for some sign of returning consciousness.
She's waking up now.
Hello. Oh, it's you, Mrs. Roff.
Hello, Lorenzi.
I am in your home, aren't I? How did I get here? Why, Mar! Par! What are you doing here? What's all this about?
Oh, Lorenzi. Oh, poor little girl.
Par, what's the matter? Why does everyone look so strange?
You've been sick, Lorenzi. Very sick indeed.
But I don't feel sick. I feel all right. What's been the matter with me?
Nothing, my dear. Nothing at all. Now, just you put on your clothes, and then you go home with your mother and father.
And this is only the start of the strange dual personality. For throughout the rest of her life, at occasional intervals, Lorenzi Venom becomes Mary Roth, with memories of people and events that Lorenzi herself could have no means of knowing. Many scientists have studied her strange case. Not one has yet advanced a logical explanation. Out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind with stories that are
amazing,
mysterious,
strange,
but true.